Layoffs have started at the National Weather Center in Norman. State lawmakers reject a funding plan for the 988 crisis line. And artwork and books are in the spotlight at an Oklahoma City event this weekend. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, February 28th. I'm Deborah Shar. A state representative is keeping his eye on the layoffs at the National Weather Center in Norman, ordered by President Trump and Elon Musk. Sam Moore at The Freelancer reports.
Norman Democrat Jacob Rosecrans has friends and constituents at the National Weather Center who have been caught up in the Trump-Musk purge of government employees.
It's not just fear mongering. It's happening. It's just I don't know the numbers, and I don't know how many people this is going to affect.
Rosecrans says there's not much he can do as a state legislator, but he urges people to contact Oklahoma's U.S. senators and Congress members. The National Weather Service in Norman is the premier weather forecasting facility in the country. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
Oklahoma was home to more than 40,000 federal workers last year. At least some have been fired as part of the Trump administration's effort for government efficiency and a smaller workforce. Grayson Wheeler spoke with one Oklahoman who lost his job.
Edmond resident Chris Dowling was halfway through his 12-month training at the Internal Revenue Service, where he was tasked with auditing big corporate tax returns. But last week, Dowling lost his job as part of the sweeping federal layoffs orchestrated by Elon Musk's unofficial Department of Government Efficiency. Dowling is from Alva, and he says his family and neighbors in Northwest Oklahoma didn't expect the DOGE layoffs to affect someone they knew personally.
And there have been some realizations there, just in how close it hits to home, I guess. It's not some bureaucrat, you know, pulling a huge salary doing nothing. It's the kid down the street who's trying to figure it out like everybody else.
Dowling says he's still working out the next move for him and his 11-month-old son. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A bill to establish long-term funding for the 988 suicide crisis hotline in Oklahoma failed in a legislative committee this week. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
Most states have yet to figure out a permanent funding solution for the 988 hotline, including Oklahoma. Right now, federal dollars foot the bill, but funding is not guaranteed to continue. Representative Arturo Alonso Sandoval proposed a monthly 5-cent tax on every phone line, or 60 cents a year. In committee, lawmakers affirmed the importance of 988 and its value to the state, but were hesitant to impose a new tax. Representative Marilyn Stark voiced their concerns.
What happens if the feds continue to fund this? Because then we've taxed our people for something that's being federally paid for.
The bill failed with a 3-5 vote. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
An art book fair is coming to Oklahoma City's Southside Capitol Hill neighborhood this weekend. Matthew Viriapa has more on what you can expect at the event.
While the saying is never judge a book by its cover, items at the second annual Oklahoma City Art Book Fair probably welcome it. 28 artists and small presses from across the country in Oklahoma will be inside the We the People Consulting Building this weekend. For sale will be a variety of unique and handmade zines, books, designs, and prints. For organizer James Ewald, it's an opportunity to showcase and connect with the creative side of Oklahoma City.
What I love about art books is it becomes a hub for people to connect with each other in a positive way. Hopefully you'll be able to find something that you really can vibe with or, you know, enjoy, but it might also spark a conversation as well.
In Oklahoma City, I'm Matthew Viriapa.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.